You can use the promo code SCORE in the SeatGeek app and get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. So here's what you do. Download the free SeatGeek app from iTunes or Google Play and enter promo code SCORE. SeatGeek will then send you $20 once you've made your first SeatGeek purchase. So download the free SeatGeek app and enter promo code SCORE and enter it today and do it today.
Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Bears fans, next Thursday, the NFL draft begins, and the Score's team of Bears experts is putting on a web-only special presented by PNC Bank, the official bank of the Chicago Bears, to get you ready for the draft from 7 to 11, starring the Bears radio broadcast team of Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, as well as Score Bears experts Dan Pompey and 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manley. Don't miss our Bears draft web-only special, only on Sports Radio 670, thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
A wise man once said, if you don't make a bet every day, you might be walking around lucky and not even know it. Hey fans, Eddie Olchek here to talk to you about my favorite place to bet the races online, ExpressBet.com. There are two things you need to know about me. One, I'm always on the road, and two, I love horse racing. When I've got a tip on a horse and need to make a wager quickly, I use ExpressBet. I can wager online from my computer or cell phone with a few easy clicks. If I can't go online, I can always call in my play by dialing 1-866-88-EXPRESS. That's 1-866-88-XPRESS. Best of all, ExpressBet rewards me every wager I make, no matter how big or small it is. The XP Rewards customer loyalty program is one of the best in the nation. Fast, easy, secure, legal, and 100% rewarding. When you can't get to the track, go to ExpressBet.com, your way to play.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of 7 entrees, like sandwiches, plus one of 7 sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Check out bestof.cbslocal.com for tips on everything from the local music scene, top restaurants, fashion, family-friendly activities, and more. You can find all of this with new lists and articles for your city every day by visiting bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Don't forget to go!
Where's my earbuds?
Let's go! Let's go! Dad's already in the car!
For guides to family fun and activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got great tips and advice on where to go with your kids and your pets, too. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. Get ready to take the whole family out on the town.
Aw, oh, that's a good boy. Good boy.
CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
Hey, so what are we going to do Friday night?
For the best of nightlife and music in your area, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. From comedy clubs to concerts to the best places for a girls' night out, we've got the scene covered. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for a night out on the town.
We have to do this more often!
Yeah! CBS Local. We know nightlife and music. We know local.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are tied up 1-1 in the first round of the playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. The White Sox are in Baltimore this evening. Hector Nueve faces Ubaldo Jimenez. Pregame on The Score is scheduled to start at 5:30. Rob Manfred will address the media at 5 regarding the riots and violence in Baltimore. There's currently a group of several hundred rioters and protesters clashing with police officers. To this point, 7 officers have been hurt, several with broken bones, including one officer who was responsive at the scene. Several businesses have also been looted by the rioters. The Cubs are at Wrigley this evening. They host the Pirates. Jason Hamill opposes Vance Worley. Junior Lake has been called up, and Brian Schlitter sent to AAA Iowa.
Yeah, they're a good team. You can't make the playoffs and not be a good team. So, you know, we know we got to play well to beat them. It's going to be hard fought.
As Tom Thibodeau talking about the Bucks, as the Bulls look to close out their opening round series tonight with Milwaukee, tip-off at the UC is at 7. Cleveland waits for the winner of the Bulls-Bucks series. No official word yet on how much time Kevin Love will miss with that dislocated shoulder. The Blackhawks will take on the Minnesota Wild in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Hawks will have home ice advantage. Game dates have not yet been announced. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Draft coverage on The Score is being brought to you by the Hub Arkish team at ChicagoFootball.com, your source for everything football. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is today at 5:30. Sox take on the Orioles on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boars and Bernstein.
Size does matter.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
At 405, Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We've decided not to do it, given the today's events thus far. Anything to do with who's your guy doesn't seem proper at this point. The rioting in Baltimore continues, and it looks to me unabated at this point. I don't think police know exactly what to do.
No,
there aren't enough of them.
And my concern is that we're an hour and a half away from darkness, and things in these situations tend to not start to get better when the sun goes down. Correct. It looks like whatever that first wave of after-school violence was, looks like it's been quelled to some degree. However, that pharmacy, the corner pharmacy in Baltimore, is just being absolutely picked clean by looters. Mm-hmm. Just one after the other running out with whatever it seems to get their hands on. And the fire department was able to put out the one burning car, the police car that was set on fire. And now there's also shots of groups of riot police in some residential areas with concerns at some individual houses. I'm not quite sure what.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going on
what
there.
That yeah, is.
I don't know. I don't know.
But either way, tensions remain extremely high on the streets of Baltimore, relatively close to Camden Yards, where a game is supposed to be played tonight. And this is the same stadium that was affected just a couple nights ago when people were told not to leave.
Not to leave.
And kept in for their own protection before things dissipated. So we're just keeping an eye on all that's going on.
Yeah, we kind of believe that you'll be kept out for your own well-being tonight. I mean, we'll hear later, but I would think that, to me, at this point in time, you certainly, under no circumstance, can risk it.
Yeah, but you've got thousands of people, workers, people already. I mean, I don't know how many people it takes. Is it 2,500 or 3,000 total people involved in most major league baseball games?
They're there, I know.
When you count everyone, they're probably there and waiting and watching the exact same things we're watching right now and hearing a lot more sirens than we are.
Mm-hmm.
East Side and Dave on The Score.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Just got an observation about the whole situation here is that with the NFL draft being here Thursday and a couple of days for people to plan things and be copycats and how that works.
What incidents do you have of such things being copycats based on just an opportunity at a thing?
Well, when they had the riots in Ferguson, there was the protest on Michigan Avenue that was done peacefully, but now the way that this is evolving, like you were saying, that was in a cold weather situation. This is in a warm weather situation. It's hard to fluff them up anyways that say that the things are more like a tinderbox right now where they could go up at any moment. I mean, you see what's happening now.
I think that's
the worst case scenario.
I think it's probably an overstatement to say that another bit area would be a tinderbox.
At least we hope it is.
Right.
We hope so.
Well, I don't think that right now this is being planned from top
there's
down.
There's no major plan out there. No.
No,
there's not some plot against all of it. No.
No, there's no organized planning going on at the moment. It appears that this was a group of high school kids, and their officials speaking right now. But it looked.
Yeah, Danny, there's an interview being held right now with Pastor Jamal Bryant. He is from the Empowerment Temple. That's where they had the services for Mr. Gray, who died last week in police custody. He is trying to do what he can to gather community leaders to have this crowd disperse and empty the streets and clear. Very upset with what's going on. Actually, to the point of anger that they come out of the services for Mr. Gray. I can't remember his first name.
Freddie Gray.
Thank you. Yeah. For Freddie Gray. And they come out of the services, and not too far away from where the services were of the Empowerment Temple at the church he's at, where they had the services for Freddie Gray, that this was happening. This obviously was not something planned, not something that was coordinated to make a statement about Freddie Gray. He's actually saying, this is Pastor Jamal Bryant saying, that the family is very upset that this is happening right now. They want the streets cleared out. They would like to do a peaceful protest, but they're saying that this activity right now, this is Pastor Jamal Bryant, this activity right now is not focused, is some of the words he's saying. It's not what they want to represent, and certainly not what the family of Freddie Gray wants to represent either.
Well, maybe I certainly hope that would cool tensions.
I hope some voices speak.
Attention
is paid.
Certainly happy that Reverend Bryant expressed that, because nothing good comes of this.
Nothing, ever. You know, I thought we learned our lesson a long time ago about this. Martin Luther King himself talked about this. So I thought we learned that. And I know that we're long past that. But yet the words still linger with me. The words, what he said and what he wanted to do and how he approached it. It wasn't this. It wasn't that. I mean, it was just so magnificently done and said and spoken that everyone understands it. And there was never any word about this sort of thing. That's not what he wanted. It's not what he wanted in any way, shape, or form. So, I think when I see this stuff, you know, I'm old enough to think back a little bit and go, for the love of God.
I'll never understand how it's better for any cause.
Anybody.
Even a cause that could be considered a righteous cause, to loot a CVS on your corner.
No, it's not.
How does that help anything?
Yeah, Pastor Bryant is going on to say that what's taking place today does not represent what they've conducted and been a part of the last 7 days, the peaceful protesting. He made it very clear that he wants everyone off the streets, everyone to go back home, doesn't want any more violence on either side of anything. But he is making a point that they do want to get back to peaceful protesting tomorrow.
Good luck.
Yeah, I don't know how they can with this. I mean, this is just, it's being called a complete war zone by different reporters on different networks, what's going on, absolute war zone.
Is there anything more about the 7 injured protesters, including the one who, or excuse me, police officers?
No, there's nothing new yet. All we know is still the same information. 7 officers hurt, several with broken bones. One officer was unresponsive.
And as of now, the game is on.
Wow.
As we understand right now, there has been no decision made, but there are, at the team level and the league level, there are decision makers gathered to try to figure out what the right thing to do is at Camden Yards, where it should be the White Sox and the Orioles expected to begin pregame in an hour and 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, they know the situation better than I do. I just look at this, and as you suggest, when it gets dark, I don't know how it gets any better. So I just would think that I understand, and you're probably right. You're probably, 2,500, 3,000, whatever amount of people in the park already doing their jobs, getting ready for a baseball game. But it strikes me that, I mean, I'm not saying it would be a target, but it would certainly be inviting. It would certainly be inviting, as it was the other night when people said, don't leave the park. I mean, how many times do you want this repeated? Do you want to go through this again where you tell the people to game tonight, well, don't leave. Stick around a while. Don't go out.
Especially with all the unknowns.
Yeah, there's too many unknowns. I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to listen to the pastor. I've seen other speakers here today as well. I'm sure had the same message. I don't know if anybody is listening or cares to.
Well, you know, he's trying to organize all of his people. That's Pastor Jamal Bryant of the Empowerment Temple. He wants to organize his people to form a human chain, apparently, between the rioters and where the police are right now. To create some kind of separation, some barrier. He's trying to get the young people off the streets to go back home. And they're just now showing, too, a taxi cab. It was a minivan taxi cab that was attacked by rioters and is being just ripped apart and destroyed. And they don't know on the ground if the Cab driver got out of the vehicle or was in the vehicle. So now they're not only attacking police cars and destroying police cars, one set ablaze, but they actually just stopped a cab that was driving on the street and just began ripping it apart.
A random taxi cab.
Yes.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
I just hope we don't end this night with National Guard vehicles rolling through, and that is the last thing you want to see. I know that there have been a lot of people critical of the people running Baltimore as this has gone on, that saying it hasn't been handled, that some of this has been unfortunately fed, but this is...
Dan, I don't see any other solution other than calling in the National Guard at this point, because you can't really expect the Baltimore police, or at this point might not want the Baltimore police, trying to corral and end this activity. It doesn't seem like the rioters that really aren't there to protest the death of Freddie Gray, they're not there for that. They're not there on the streets to protest that. They're there to create violence and havoc and destruction. I don't know how the Baltimore police could actually get that situation in control without an outside source being the National Guard. I mean, it's particularly when you have citizens now being attacked, and in this case, we saw a taxi cab and those businesses all being looted. I don't know how the National Guard cannot not step in to try to put an end to this.
Cameras also showing plumes of smoke now coming up from unknown areas. We see there was several burning cars earlier, there are cameras on the scene who are finding sort of above different areas of buildings new plumes of smoke, and I don't know what that is.
Guys, for what it's worth, Daryl Van Schouwen of the Sun-Times has tweeted photos of the White Sox getting loose on the field.
Okay.
It just seems odd that if there's not going to be a game, why they would be out there, especially after they've been spoken to already.
Right.
From the commissioner, it seems odd.
I agree.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Chris, and I think that if they would have called a game or they were going to cancel the game, that would have been decided already. Yeah. And you wouldn't see guys on the field in uniform.
Okay, well, it sounds like that as of right now, we're going to have a game, which means we're out of here turning it over to Chris Ranji in 75 minutes, and so be it. I think that might be a mistake because...
It is not a decision I must admit I would reach. That's probably why I'm not running anything. Probably safer that I don't.
Yeah,
that is a decision I would have a very difficult time with, to say that the game's on.
I worry about their ability to stay on top of what could go on after the sun goes down.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be a concern.
It would be a real concern.
We're the Boers and Bernstein Show, scheduled to lead you up to White Sox baseball tonight on The Score.
Bulls and Blackhawks fans, when it comes to the playoffs, stick with The Score. We've got more and better postseason coverage than anyone else in Chicago. Trust Chicago's number one sports station. We've got over two decades of playoff coverage experience. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Minute. Let's face it, one of the more difficult things to do in life is to forget what you already know. And it's exactly that reason why this won't end favorably for J.R. Smith. See, J.R. Smith has acted like a petulant child his entire career. Sloppy off the court, at times very erratic on it. Just ask Jason Terry. Cup check. So as the NBA hands out discipline, expect Smith to get hit hard, and rightfully so. And Kelly Olynyk for the Celtics, while this play on Kevin Love was unconventional, was it truly malicious? Did he really plot this out before the game, waiting for the perfect moment to turn into Ronda Rousey? Doubt it. And this is where Olynyk's rep as a young pro and young man will serve him well, as countless players have already vouched for his character and professionalism. Not surprisingly, when it's time for the same reaction for J.R. Smith, you got nothing but crickets. Two different people, two different indiscretions, and in my opinion, two very different responses from the commissioner. I'm BT.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
Bears fans, Thursday, the NFL draft begins, and The Score's team of Bears experts is putting on a web-only special presented by PNC Bank, the official bank of the Chicago Bears, to get you ready for the draft from 7 to 11, starring the Bears radio broadcast team of Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, as well as Score Bears experts Dan Pompey and 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manley. Don't miss our Bears draft web-only special, only on Sports Radio 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig.